I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 17th. Quincy police are investigating a reported armed home invasion. Three residents of 17 Flint Street in North Quincy say the two men with guns burst into the home at 11 p.m. and grabbed $15,000 in cash and an iPhone. The men were described as Asian males in their 30s. They fled in a white car driven by a third man. No one was hurt. The state is awarding Quincy $2.3 million to help pay for the new General's McConville Way in Quincy Center and to make improvements to the Walter Hannon Parkway. Another $75,000 in grants will help Quincy study its zoning regulations, and a $100,000 state grant will assist minority-owned businesses with digital marketing expertise. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito came to Quincy City Hall yesterday to award the grants. There will be extra police presence around Quincy Public Schools today after a nationwide threat on TikTok. Officials say the online threat mentioned no specific schools, but was issued from a southern state across the country. Officials don't believe the threat is credible, but are taking precautions out of an abundance of caution. 36-year-old Stephen Potter of Boston will serve 2 years probation, attend anger management, and perform 80 hours of community service. Potter avoided jail time for the fight outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Quincy that resulted in his brother Matthew being convicted for the death of Christopher McCallum. Matthew Potter is serving 3 to 4 years in prison. Manna Community Health Center will be holding a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at 180 Old Colony Avenue behind Central Middle School. You can schedule an appointment at manatchc.org or call 617-376-3000. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 17th.